Lord, mighty God, I ask that your presence be among us. Lord God, your word does say that when two or more are gathered together, there you are, that your presence is with us when we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. Together we profess, Lord God, that you are our God. We have no other gods before us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may we see your countenance shine bright around us, to bring us what we have need of right now into our lives. Lord God, you see our needs. Lord God, I ask that you bless our needs at this time, in Jesus' name. There's one thing that I always know, that how the blessings come. The blessings will always come when we are, you, me, whoever professes Jesus as Lord. Before the blessings come, you are put in perfect peace. You are put in a perfect peace. And Isaiah 26:3 reflects just that. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will be kept in perfect peace. Those whose minds are set steadfast on our Lord," when our minds are steadfast on the Lord and Him coming to provide for what we have need of, to take care of what we have need of, then we are kept in a peace, and through that peace, we are provided for. There is no, I always found there was no blessings I always like to say chaos. When you're in anxiety, when you have some kind of fear, when you have some kind of anxiety, when your hearts are not, Isaiah said, in peace, in that perfect peace, there is no blessings. It's hard for God to get a blessing into our lives when we are not in that steadfast mode. We must be steadfast, trusting in Him alone. And then when we trust in Him alone, and we feel that perfection of peace come upon us, that's when a blessing can come to us. If we go into John 14:27, we see that Jesus gave us peace. As He gave it to His disciples, that's for all of us who are disciples of the Lord. That's why I always make mention time and time again that we should, even though we're sons and daughters of the living God, we should always understand that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And through being a disciple, we have many benefits. Benefits is that peace. He leaves us peace. He leaves it to us. He gives us peace. He gives us peace now, when we are professing that we are His, we belong to Him. When we know in our heart that we are a disciple, that we follow after Him, there is, again, a peace there, because it's His peace that He has given to us, His disciples. He doesn't give us peace as the world gives. As he mentioned, the Lord Jesus does not give us peace as the world knows peace as, but He gives us a special peace, that through that peace, we are assured that our needs will be met, that we will always be provided for and taken care of, and through that peace, that we will never have to feel like the war around us. I always say the war around us, or we don't have to feel the struggles as the world would feel the struggles. He is our Prince of Peace, right? He is our Prince of Peace. As we are His disciple, He more than gives us peace to live in this world, in this chaotic world, to get what we have need of in trusting Him in that steadfastness. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gives us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Romans 8:6 says, for to set the mind on flesh is death, but to set the mind on spirit is life and peace. So therefore, we again, that our lives are set up through the Holy Spirit, that we do live powerful lives in His love, being self-controlled in His love. That's how our overall picture, our overall being should be. We are self-controlled in His love and peace. His love and peace helps us to be in control, so that we don't have to feel anxiety, so that we don't have to feel unwanted or unloved or uncared for, or that we'll never get our needs met. When we set our mind on what is spirit, Spirit, when we set our mind on the Holy Spirit, I should say on the Holy Spirit, then we can realize that through the Holy Spirit, he represents the life that we have, a peaceful life through our Father in heaven, through the kingdom of God. And remember, seek in the kingdom of God. We seek, and the word says seek him, right? Seek in the king, seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom for what we have need of. We don't have a need to seek the world. A lot of us just need to stay in the presence of our God, in that love and that peace, being steadfast, having our minds only upon him. And when our minds are only upon him, we will always seek for him, seeking the kingdom, his right and his right acts towards our lives, how his righteousness will take care of our lives. That's what we want. That's what our heart should long for. A child of God, a servant of God, a disciple of Christ should long for the righteous blessings on our life from our Father in heaven. Lord God, open their ears up to hear what you are speaking to them at this hour. Lord God, may your power enclose upon them. Let your power fall upon them, that they will be clothed in this glory, that through your glory, that they will see that you are more than capable, that you are more able to provide for their house and their needs, to provide for their families. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I ask. Thank you for listening to this humble message that the Holy Spirit has given to me at this hour.